This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg scolded world leaders Monday at the United Nations summit calling for climate action. Margaret Bashirs reports from the UN.
16-year-old Greta Thunberg spoke emotionally about a crisis created by adults, but whose consequences will be borne by her generation.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Thunberg warned the more than 60 presidents and prime ministers gathered in the UN General Assembly Hall that the youth would not let them get away with this, and that change is coming whether they like it or not. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
U.S. President Donald Trump is due to address the General Assembly on Tuesday. A senior administration official said during the address, the president is expected to affirm America's leadership. However, a survey of former U.S. ambassadors and top-level national security officials from both Republican and Democratic administrations said they believe American influence on the world stage has declined during Trump's time in office, while the country's adversaries have grown stronger. The families of 346 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes will each receive nearly $145,000 from the airline company. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The 737 MAX remains grounded. For more news, please join us. VOAnews.com from here in Washington. This is VOA News. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin is preparing